Yara Daf. No, you weren't here last night. Oh, by the way,
that's right.
Last night when you weren't there, I canceled the Novish here permanently.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I couldn't take it anymore. It was too much for me. I don't know why I did either. But now, from now on until December 23rd, when Shiva breaks for the winter, we'll meet here every night of the week. Okay. That's what he said too. You guys are disgusting. I'm telling you. Hey, babe. I can't believe it. All right. Alach Vav. Page Kav Ches Menav. Av Zakai Bebita. Kav Ches Menav. Two blood hands from where you were. Okay, Av Zakai Bebita. Father has the right for his daughter, Bekidusha, the money with which she gets married, he gets Bekesef, whether it's money, Bishtar, or a document, Ubibia, or marital relations. And we're going to discuss how does that work. Zakeh Mitziyasa, if she finds something, he gets it. Maisa, if she produces something, he gets it. But further, he annuls her vows. Makabakita, he receives her bill of divorce if she gets divorced, as long as she's a minor. Banara, however, receives her own, Anara receives her own get when she's above 12. Bena Ocha Peres Bechaya. Interesting thing, if she gets property for his inheritance independently of him, it's possible, it's conceivable, it will happen that she'll get inheritance from her mother's household. So that property, the father has to sustain. But he may not eat the fruit from that property. The fruit from that property would be sold, I guess, and you know the real profits held in trust for his daughter. He would not get the rights to the fruit which grows out of that property. Okay, the chayim is on the sale. He is liable to support her. Parents chayat niseis. He does not chayat to support her. More is actually going to discuss that. Father is not liable to support his daughter. Niseis. What if she got married? This daughter, yes or love about, so the husband is more of a relationship with the girl. He's allowed to eat the fruit of the field which came to his wife, the nichse milog or whatever it is. The chayim zanasei also must support her. Ubir kohen has to redeem her if she's taken to captivity. He must bury her when she dies. Even if he's very poor, he may not provide her at her funeral less mishnei chalilim than two flutes umekonenes and a woman to say dirges. So this is basic. You can't do a funeral without two flutes. Okay. So it says manicha bekesef v'shtar. I understand money and documents that goes to the father. But av zakei bebia. What's the father getting out of the marital relations? Tipata, let's resolve it like this, and the Bavli doesn't bring this down as well. I think it says tipata sharmala. He says to her sharmalo. The husband said to the father, "Kshatikna li bitach bivya. When I acquire your daughter by relations, yelcha kesef zeh. I'll give you X amount of money. But the money is not money with which he marries her. It's not in lieu of a ring, but it's money. It's kind of like the wages of this marital relations. So he says, after I have relations with her, then I'll pay you off. And that money goes to the father. Okay, zakei b'mtziyasa. Now the father gets whatever she finds." Rabbi Zakai d'Alexandria, Rabbi Zakai d'Alexandrian, Mishal Shol asked like this. Mitzia Shanov, this is a very interesting question. I don't believe it's in the Bavli. Ushami won't answer either. Rabbi Zakai d'Alexandria, Mishal Shol asked like this. Mitzia Shanov lo machma sode. If she got the Mitzia because it came into her field, okay, like a kinyan chotzer on it, like a deer came into a field, broke its leg, and couldn't get out anymore. So it came to a field. What's the status? Kim Mitziah is like a Mitziah, and if it's a Mitziah, then it goes to the father, right? Oh, is it like Kachilas Peres? Is it like the fruit of the field? Because the way she acquired it is by coming into the field, and the fruit of the field the father does not get. So this deer, let's say, which she got via her field, is it like a Mitziah? Because that's what it is. It's not directly affiliated with the field, and therefore it goes to the father. Or is it like the produce of the field, which goes to her? That's where it says inta dinei ke achilas peros shela. You're going to say it's like the fruits of the field, then it should go to her. And the Gemara does not answer. We go on to the next case.
Fruit of the field is something that you work for, like active income. This is kind of passive income because it just happened to wander into.
Right, that's one perspective. And the other perspective would be to say, despite that, that it's considered to be fruit of the field. Okay? Nises, quote from the Mishnah. Nises, when she gets married, Yeser, love about the father, the husband's status is greater than that of the husband. The husband eats the fruit during her lifetime. Now, why is that? Takana tiknu. This is also in the Bavli. Takana tiknu. They made a takana that he eats the fruit. Because said he should pay attention to his father, to his wife's property, and that's why he eats it in order to give him an incentive to cultivate it and preserve it. Let's say also like the father, that by the father. So it says, no, below kach. Even without such a takana, the father will be concerned with properly providing for his daughter's property. Why is that? Why would he probably be the father be concerned with providing for his daughter's property?
Dowry.
Yeah, one reason, Tricormier gives two reasons. One is because he loves her. And the other is because the other is what does love have to do with it? She's more marriageable if she has a greater dowry.
That's
right?
True.
I knew you would enjoy that, Carbonate. But first he says that. He says Bob also because he loves her. And then he says, Inami, Sheikavel Kesef Kiddushin Harmi. It's gonna get a lot of money for her. Okay. So Givaldi, the way we're such great Talmudists. Okay.
Word.
You understand the underlying principle of Kant Shas. Okay, the word for Ochel here is the preface carbonated works it out. And we'll go to the next issue. Chaim is on the set of Pirkona. The husband has to feed her and redeem her if she gets taken captive. Tani, we learned in the Brisa, Baal Shomar, a husband who said, if she lo lechov, lo fakech, I don't want to eat the fruits, and I don't want to make the watch the property. Ancho Milui has no right to do that. So Rabbanan or Misakin, he must take care of the property. She can say, I don't want him to take the fruit, and I'll take care of my own property, but he can't opt out of it. Okay? Says Gemara, Hav Shomar, the father said, Ani ochel umfakech, he offers. He says, let me eat the fruit, and I'll watch the property. Right? In other words, he says, I'll do a better job. Shomilo, we actually accept that offer on his part because, obviously, it's our best interest, the girl's best interest to make sure that happens. Ubekvulasa, by burial, Tani went to Brisa, Loretza Abala Kovra, if the husband doesn't want to bury her, Ha'av Kovra, then the father buries his deceased daughter, and then he takes his son-in-law, ex-son-in-law, to court in order to get the money cost out of him. Amrei Chagai said, "Lomru Eloha up." Only the father has the right to recoup his cost on the funeral. But another fellow, Eino Gove, cannot recoup the cost of the funeral. Whatever he spent, he lost. And we have precedent for this. Rabbi Yisimer, we'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yisimer Ben Abin Acher, where it's the father or somebody else, Gove, they can go and collect from the husband. The Sion Elin Plukta, and this machlokus is going Kahalin Plukta, like that machlokus, which we're about to say. The Tantamon we learned over there. This is later on in Ksuvis. I don't know if it's in the Yushalmi too, but it's later on in the Babli. Skipping the parentheses and going to the brackets. Mishahalchim Dina Seyam. Somebody went to Chutzlars without providing proper provisions for his wife who remained home. Svamad echod apinas ishto, and somebody rose, some good neighbor rose on his own recognizance and sustained this guy's wife. Heniach mosav el keren hatzvi. He put his money on a deer's horn. In other words, he has no guarantee that he'll get the money back from the husband, and he can't take the husband to court. He has no recourse. It just is on the mercy of the husband, right? I'm Rabbi Chagai. So that's one interpretation, and over here we'd say the same thing. If we said that nobody gets the money back, it's because he niach mosav about keren hatzvi, because he put his money on the horns of a deer, right?
He just
volunteered
on his own, so
right.
he's not, no one's obligated to pay him back.
Right. So that's one interpretation, one possibility. And the other possibility is Amar Rabbi Chagai Lomru El Acher. That's only another person other than the father. However, of the father, since he has this relationship, which would be expected, so therefore, of Goyve, he does collect from the son when the son comes back from Chutz Loretz. Okay? Says the Gemara, Al Taiti Rabbi Chagai, according to Rabbi Chagai, Be Rabbi Yossi, Mer Ben Ab Ben Acher, and a Goyve, nobody collects. Al Taiti Rabbi Chagai, according to Rabbi Chagai, Ben Lekvur, Ben Lemazone, whether it's for the purpose of the funeral cost or for the purpose of the cost of sustaining his daughter, Ha'av Goveh, the father collects from the missing husband, Acharein HaGoveh, nobody else collects. Al-Daitid Rabbi Yossi, according in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the Kvura, when it comes to the burial, Bein Abin Acher Goveh, but the father and somebody else does collect, why is that? Shall Olos Al-Das, because nobody would ever think, and it would be too degrading, even for the missing husband, that his wife should be cast to the dogs for them to eat her flesh. So therefore, even though we might have a machlokas, when he goes to Chutz Loretz, whether he wanted his wife to be supported, certainly he wants his wife to be buried. And that's why later on the father spends money on it, even if somebody else spends money on it, so then they can recoup the cost from the husband when he reappears. Okay?
Isn't there a mitzvah involved in burying?
Yeah, but the mitzvah we couldn't extract money for. So we want to extract money for the cost, right? So it says, Maritani, we learn, Komak Mishnogu Lahaspid Maspidim. Anybody who's in the minigas to give a hespid besides the two flutes and the dirge singers, you also need to provide a hespid as well. Okay? Says Mishnah further, Lolami Bishusav, she remains in the father's domain and jurisdiction, until she enters the husband's jurisdiction, in terms of getting not just kiddushin, the betrothal, but the chuppah. Now there are other things that substitute for an actual chuppah. For example, masar av lishluchi about if the husband, the father gives her over to the emissaries of the husband, harei b'shus habal, then she's considered ready to be in the jurisdiction of the husband. If the father goes, however, with the emissaries of the husband to wherever they're going, that's the father himself. Or the emissaries of the father go with the emissaries of the husband. She's still in the father's shus until such time as there's a handover. Once the messengers of the father give her over to the messengers of the husband, then she's already in her husband's jurisdiction. So says Mara, it should be Amrav Yudha ben Pazi, but not that makes a difference. Amrav Yudha ben Pazi, lo sof davar, it's not just true l'chupa, that she acts. Now, this is a fascinating Gemara, and it's not in the Bavli, and it's really wondrous. In order to make a chuppah, you don't have to stand under the canopy. What do you have to do? El lebayis sheyesh lo chuppah. You have to enter a house in which there's a chuppah. Isn't that amazing? You don't have to stand under a chuppah, you just have to be in a house where there is a chuppah. I guess the presence of the chuppah in the house changes the house into a house of nisuin. Because the whole point of nisuin is she comes into my domain. So the erection of the chuppah signalizes that it's my domain. And even if, I guess, the chuppah is not in the same room, I'm not even sure it has to be the groom's house. It doesn't sound like it has to be in the groom's house. But as long as there's a chuppah in the building, the whole building receives the din of a chuppah. It's a fascinating concept, actually. It's pretty far-fetched, right?
Not really. It's the same as if you were a person with a corpse in a house.
Yeah, it's
the house absorbs everything.
Okay, funny you should bring that type of...
This is consistent.
Okay, it's like the corpse. Very good. So instead of a Kain Da Musa, that's a type, which should be Boya Chayda Milsa. However, Boya Hada Milsa. However, this is difficult. This is a question. Traklin v'kiton, you have a traklin, which is a very large room, right, like a ballroom. V'kiton, you have a small room, which is like a bedroom. Chupa, if you have the chupa, it should be in the Bakitam, the chuppah is in the small room, and v'nichnasa, and she entered the traklin. And she entered the large hall. So what's the halacha there? In other words, in a house where all the rooms are equal, where you put the chuppah in the big room and the many small rooms, so all rooms could be considered to be parts of the chuppah. But what about when you put the chuppah in a small room, and then you have a ballroom besides? So I say the chuppah zivin reaches into the ballroom, or do I say that no, it actually has to be, would have to, once it's placed in the ballroom, reach the other room, so it has to be placed in the ballroom in order to reach anywhere else. Okay? So the Gemara doesn't answer that, basically. Says the Gemara.
The chuppahs were outside, not inside the houses.
Yeah,
what?
Usually a chuppah is outdoors.
Yeah, but here obviously they weren't, doesn't seem like they're marking on that. Or maybe they weren't. This is just an exception where they brought the chuppah indoors, and that's why there's discussion in the Gemara. Okay? Right. Lohada Milsa. Once the husband takes over, what's he taking over for? When she takes, the husband takes her, his shluchim, take the girl from her shluchim. What is happening? What happens at that point? So it says, Rabbi Lezer Marliosha, that's the point at which he merits inheriting her. From that point, he can already annul her vows. He concedes that it only takes her out of the father's domain, but he himself, the husband, cannot annul her vows until she stands under an actual chuppah. So it's not enough that his emissaries took her over, she actually has to stand under an actual chuppah in order for him to be able to annul her vows. Okay? The price goes like a shim lakish. It says, Liznos base of in order to be chayav skila, she's got to be mezaneh, she has to be licentious in her father's house. Prat, this comes to preclude, shemasur shluchei abeis and shluchei abal, a case where the emissaries of the father gave her to the emissaries of the husband. Shalotei biskila el bechenek. Since by that time already she was already given over to the shluchim, so she downgrades from stoning to suffocation. Okay? Says the Gemara. So in other words, what's the proof? What is the proof? I guess he's saying that's the only ramification of when it's given over to the emissaries of the husband. At that point, this Gemara says, she downgrades to suffocation instead of death by stoning. But it sounds like for any other purpose, the point in which they're betrothed is the same like... What's the point where they're betrothed? Yeah, it sounds like the point where they're betrothed is the same in other respect as the time after you give her over to the emissaries. And just like when she's betrothed, you, the husband, don't yet have the jurisdiction to annul her vows, so to even after she's given her over to the emissaries, you don't have that right to annul her vows until she actually comes in either into a chuppah or into your house.
What's analogous to Bas Kohen, who's betrothed? She still eats truma. To be betrothed to Israel, she still eats truma.
Possibly she doesn't. Midrabanan, but she can. You're saying at the rightful level.
Yeah.
It's a similar idea here. That even though she started exiting her father's house, and father can no longer annul the vows, now that she's not completely out of her house, because and therefore the husband cannot yet annul the vows either. So that's what he's saying again, that lofen the dreh moda sheno mefilach yichaz b'chuppah, and the proof is that here too it says that the only ramification once they gave over to the emissaries of the father is that she go downgrades her death penalty, but there's no other ramification of until she actually comes into the chuppah. Okay, is that clear? Okay. So, ha'avei nechai ben zonos bito. A father is not required to support his daughter. Zomedesh Dorsh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'Keren B'Yavne. This is a medesh Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah expounded upon in Keren B'Yavne. Abonim Yershu. The boys get the inheritance. Abonos Yizanu. and the daughters get fed. The sons only inherit after the father dies. Afa bonus of the daughters ain't his ownos. They are not supported el achamisus aviyim, only after the father dies. So this is a very strange conundrum here. What's a conundrum? What point do you start having to support your kids?
What point?
Mm-hmm.
When they're born.
No. Sorry, Misha says. When does Misha say?
After death.
When you die.
Yeah, when you.
You only have to support them when you die. You know, then I understand why kids want their parents dead. After
they die. Talking about Misha.
Yeah, but there is no chiyuv while they're alive. That's exactly his point.
Even for sons.
That's weird.
Okay, for daughters, there's more reason to the PHB McQuaid. We're going to discuss.
Because the son has learned in the Shiva.
We're going to discuss that too. It says more further. Mitzvah lazun es abonos. It's a mitzvah to support the daughters. Vein circle my sabonim, and it goes out saying it's a mitzvah to support your sons. Now, this is before you're dead. But so here it's a mitzvah, but it's not an obligation. Rabbana were not misaking it as a mitzvah, as an obligation, only as a mitzvah. Okay, Rabbi Yochum and Broko Mer, chayav lozum sabonos. You must support your daughters. Okay? Now this is actually machlokes in Bavli and Yerushalmi, because in the Bavli it says, even Rabbi Yochum and Broko says you don't have to support your daughters. He was talking about something else. But here it says, quite clearly, you must support your daughters. So actually it's different than our Mishnah. Istani tani. To those who learned that a bunny mikra, they actually, you have preference in supporting your sons. Why is that? We'll see in a minute. Be signed to those who say a bunny mikra, that the daughters are preferable. Mandamayu says the bunny mikra, that the children are preferable to support the boys, because the Talmud type, they're going to learn. Right, they didn't have yotzot back then. Manamar Abanasi Ikari, who says that the daughters are primary, Shaloyitsu Tarbasura, no, they shouldn't go off the derech, they shouldn't go off the beaten path out of starvation. Nina Buja, they made it to Queen Usha, Shea Dom Zonis, Bonavaktanim, a person has to support his minor children. Amrai Bielkan said, Baloney, Yodimin Hoyabiminyan, do we know who voted on it? Not knowing your boy, we can't accept the vote. Interesting perspective, right? Ukva Asa Rabbi Yochanan. Ukva came to Rabbi Yochanan, asking whether he has to support his kids. Amar Le, so he said, Ukva, Zoyin Banecho. He said to him, Ukva, go feed your kids. Right? Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Amar Le, so Ukva said to Rabbi Mori, Amar Rabbi Amar Rabbi Ula, I skipped. Sorry. I don't know if I did skip, but I missed the line. The same skipping. So he said, support your kids. So he said, Minan Mori. How do you know I gotta support my kids? Prove it to me. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ukva Geshia. This story about an Amorira here saying, Ukva, you Russia, you evildoer. Zumanecha, go feed your kids. Rabbi Yochanan said, Masni Somakin. The Brisa seems to indicate this. She'adam zon is bona vaktanim, that a person mechuyev to feed his smaller children, which I think they say is up to the age of 6 or 7, because the tantam I learned over there, imaisa meinika, if a woman was nursing, pelsal imaisa adea, that we diminish the amount of handiwork she must produce, mosilam zonosa, and we give more food. So actually over here, We say that it sounds like the girsa in the brisa probably should have been what was the language over there? It's just machlokas amaroyim. I don't know. It's not. This is the only brisa we're dealing with. So the thing when he writes again, he writes a manika, which was nursing. Postulam might say that we diminish the amount of work she must do. Most even almost on the we add to the food ration which she gets. So if that's the case, we see quite clearly that it is a mitzvah to a person to support his younger children. Because otherwise, why would we diminish her? Add more food to her? Right. It must be that.
So she can produce more milk, better milk.
What?
If she's
but she doesn't have to produce any milk at all. if you're older person is not required to support his minor kids, why should they produce any milk at all?
The kid's going to be in danger of...
So they'll give it to him in wet nurse. Okay, so I'm just saying, you know, that's the proof. You know, you might not like it, but that's the proof. The proof is that if you provide more wherewithal for the feed, it must be that person must support his very young kids, the ones who are nursing. Okay? Otherwise, he wouldn't know that. Interesting. Otherwise, he wouldn't know a person to support his kids. No. I mean, maybe it's smart, but there's no possible for it. Okay? Says Mark, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon B'Shem, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chino said, they took a vote in Usha. And the vote was, a guy writes all of his property over to his kid while he's still alive. Now, theoretically, his parents now...
That's a living will.
Theoretically, the kids could pour through, throw them into the poorhouse, though, right?
That's what's called a remainder trust.
No, so that's what it's... I don't know. I'm not familiar with the term, but that's what it sounds like here. So it's a remainder trust. I like that. So... He and his wife still get support from the property, even though they left it to their children already. What about his young children? They get supported as well. Some say, he and his wife and his young children, his young man, are sustained from whatever revenue is left, right? And also, Mao, what's the status of a widow? Rabbi Zir says, we don't know what the status of the widow is. I guess it means when he wrote the property, so we say he left himself out and his wife and kids, but what about once he dies? Does his widow have a lien on the field, certain claims on the field, or is the widow at the mercy of whoever is holding the field right now? That's the question.
So like it doesn't pass through probate, it goes directly to the child.
Right, it never goes to the women.
Wife.
Never goes to the wife in halacha. But the question is, are they responsible to give stuff to her? Because I guess that was Yeah, that's all the question is. So Azir says he tops this. The question was asked. Once he dies, the husband who made the contract, does his wife still support it? The question was asked for Lois Barajas, and it wasn't explained, it wasn't resolved. In the Bavli, however, the Rabbaz brings out from the Bavli, in the Bavli, Rav Zira actually says it was resolved. That... if a person wrote all of his property to his sons, then during his lifetime he's supported by this remainder trust, and also after he dies, his wife is supported by the remainder of the remainder trust as well. So even though Rabbi Zira says it doesn't, it was never answered, the Bavli does answer it. Okay? Rabbi Bar Memel says, actually the point is Rabbi Zira and the Bavli says it was answered, right? Which is a contradiction, what he says here, but he's not sure. All right, but Mamel itavs vis parashas. It was indeed asked and explained. All right, but Rabbi said, Nirim Dvarim, it seems to us, if she was eating during her father's lifetime, Ocheles, then she continues to eat after during her husband's lifetime. She continues to eat after her husband died. In Lavin, if she hadn't set a precedent to eat while her husband was alive, and Ocheles, she can't eat once her husband is dead. Okay? Says the Gemara, Lo Amar Elo Kosev. Now, this is all true about Kosev, somebody who writes all his property to his sons as a gift. Hamoicher, what if he sells all his property to his sons? This is a little bit of cheapskate. He sells all his property to his sons. So, what about in that case? Do we say he left himself a remainder trust, or do we say that since he sold it, he should have taken it into account? So it's when you have a case like we had before where he gives it over to his son, so love conquers all, he wasn't thinking of all the potential pitfalls. Where he sells it, actually, he should have thought of all the potential pitfalls. And if he didn't, his tough luck, and they no longer have to provide him with mizonos, they don't have to support him. Okay? So says the Gemara, that's the question. Mistabro, he says, Mr. Well, let me go back a line. Lomar okay, so I'm Echelo. Kasala Banav, what if he wrote to his kids the property? Umachel Achem, but he sold to others. So does it mean he was calm, cool, and collected and made his decisions or not? Maya, what's the status there? So he said, Mistabra Asa. So he said, in this, or Isa. It makes sense to see, say that in this case, even if he sold his property to other people, the other, Mistabra Isa means even if he sold the property, makes sense to say that even if he sold the, I'm not saying this right. Let me try it outside. Let's read from the fifth line down again. Kasala Banav, you wrote to your kids the property. Umachal came and then sold some of the property to others. Maya, what's the status in that case? Do we say you probably took care of yourself because you sold some of the property? Or do we say, no, nevertheless, it's vis-a-vis your son, you gave his gift, so you're expecting to live on the land rent-free. So he says, Maya, what's the law here? Mistabra Asa, it makes sense, or Esau, according to the carbonator, makes sense to say that in this case, he actually... he actually does get fed, the father and the mother and whatever young children they have, they do get fed from the property which they wrote. Again, the property they wrote over to their children. If they just wrote over property to their children, so then they get supported for the rest of their lives. If they sold property to their children, they don't get support at all. Because they should have made provisions, right? It wasn't a gift, it was a sale. If they wrote property to their children and sold property to others, they still get supported. Because vis-a-vis their children, it was still writing over a gift as opposed to a sale. Okay? Says the Gemara, Amar Echidachina says, Ana leis matasle. I would not give the parents remained their trust. Since they were able to reckon how to sell to other people, they should have reckoned how to set up their trust themselves. No. It makes sense to say the other way. He says that we force the kids to support them. That they have to hire help for their parents. Right? And even if your father, you know, is an old man and he's an old widower, right? His wife dies. So you, the children to which he wrote over his property, have to make an effort to marry him off. It says here, they start writing the shop, you hire him a worker. You marry him off a woman. Like he was served while your mother was still alive. Okay? Now, what about Pnei Bani? If you write all your property to your grandchildren, mind, what's the status then? That's like a Shai Teres and Shiro learns the one, not the carbon of Pnei Moshe, but that'll do. What if you wrote your property to your grandfather, your grandchildren? Ramona Maramana said, Pnei Bani, it should be the next line. Harei Kibbanim, they're like kids. Rabbi Yossi argues, Amar, Aim Pnei Bani Kibbanim. Grandchildren are not like kids. Okay? But the question is what the status of grandchildren is. Now, this is important to know. We're talking about here a case where you have the grandparents wrote over all their property to the grandchildren. Are the grandchildren then required to set up the remainder trust for them or not? That's the machlokas. If your children are like grandchildren the same, so then they have to set up the trust. Their grandchildren are not like children, so they don't have to participate in the trust. So as well, Amalei Rabbi Yossi, actually it should say here, Rabbi Yossi Rabun, it should say here instead, Rabbi Shmuel Braid Rabbi Yossi Rabun. It says Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Bun should be Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi Ribun. I'm not sure why it makes a difference, but that's what the Shai Torah Yisrael said, and the Carbonator say, because they learned that from someone else. They both say, they have Rabbi Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Boone. Now, Rabbi Netanya, Havi Asin, they were sitting, sobbing, learning over. Sobbing, they wanted to say, Hu bnei banim shekan, hu banim shel halon. It's not exactly clear what they meant by this, but I think it means that grandchildren here on location are like children further away, meaning that both the children and grandchildren are located in the same locality, and the grandparents wrote the property over to the grandchildren, said the children, so they don't get supported. Because in order to provide social support, they should have written over to the next generation immediately. But if the children are not here, the children are elsewhere, and the grandchildren are here, then we say the grandchildren are like the children themselves, and therefore if they wrote the trust for the grandchildren still have to support them. Okay? Amalei B'Yisrael B'un, Rabbi Yisrael B'un says, B'nei Bonim, Chafsa Aleim Yerusha Torah. The grandchildren, the Yerusha of Torah, jumped upon them. In other words, he wants to say that we don't make takana susha. He says he holds bnei bani marei ain't on kid bani. They're not grandchildren, not like children, and therefore there's no takana susha in a case where there are the properties into grandchildren as opposed to the children. And it's only the only takana that you have this remainder trust is when he wrote to the children, not to the grandchildren. Period. Now, once we're on the topic of other of takanas lusha, let's go to some other ones. Hashem Elohim Hashem Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina said, "Nim lusha." They took a bone lusha. They came to the following: the makidus mazakin. If I embarrass an old man or an elder, because and then I hit him, yinasim lo bosh to shalim. You give the complete boshes. Now, what that means is, obviously, there's a set fee I meant to say that there is no set fee for embarrassment, right? But what here means that normally you pay that fee for having hit somebody, but you don't pay that fee for having insulted somebody. If I come over to you and I say that you're a pig, right? So do I have to pay for that for boshes?
Is it in public?
I don't. I insulted you, but I don't pay boshes on it. However, if the guy said, you're a pig, and then hit him, so that's a saying, you have to pay more than if you just hit him plain. Okay, because you exacerbate the situation. Okay? So that's this next drasha. They say, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina Hava. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina Hava who said this thing. Rabbi Shim ben Lakish, Maisa Bechot Sheikh Bidin says, okay, I skipped the line. Maisa is an individual who embarrassed an old man or an elder, be called and they hit him, and also Lord Boshim Shoyin gave the complete boshes. Armin is said, Chanina, he was the one who got this, who was damaged. Rabbi Shim ben Lakish, Shim Rabbi Yudah Bechanina said, another Takon of Yusha, Nimnu Busha, they made the Queen Usha, Shehei Adam, that a person should be, Makish Chomish Uchasid Lemitzos. First, gave a fifth of his property to mitzvahs, right? Famous Gemara, 20%. Ad Eichon, to where? Now, this is actually learned out of a drasha. To where? Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Abba, Bar Kana, Chadamar, one says, Kidei, it should be not too much of a Maisarisha, Maisarishani. But that's how they learned out of 50. They learned out of 50 because Maisarisha and Maisarishani together are always a fifth of the grain. The Charanah, by the other said, honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your collection or from your treasury. Another pshat, which is giving an unfortunate, it's like what you give for Truma Gedoyla. The Truma Gedoyla is very small amount. It's not exactly one-fifth. Ram Gamliel Bar Anya, a little sort of Anya, Bokere Mona, Yasre Mona, Ma Chomesh B'chol Shana. Is it a Chomesh every year? So at the end of 5 years, you'd be broke, right? So says Mar Goras, learn here, Kielgoso can mice the pale, like it says in the first halacha peah, velo mus, ela shelo yamus. And up to the point where it says not that he died, but rather he shouldn't die. That's a whole Gemara over there. And actually, the Yerushalmi itself, or some sofa wrote Yerushalmi, was too lazy to say over the entire sugya there in peah, and just said garas, which is like ayin shum. See over there what it has to say over there. Okay? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer ben Azai, Ovid Loksuva Medrash. Relezman is how you used to darshan the text of a ksuba. What's how you used to darshan it? Shadarsha Belezma is I dashin following. It says in Ksuva, Habanim Yeshu, the boys inherit, Babanas Yizunu, and the girls, they get sustained. Ma Banim and Yoshim Elachim Yisus Habim, it's like boys do not get supported by their father until after their father dies, like we said before. So too, Habanas Yizunu, daughters only get fed Elachim Yisus Habim after the father dies. Okay, because that's what we learn, it's contingent on each other. The Beisil Avdin Lo Ksuva Medrash. Beisil Darshin Lo Ksuva. How so? Dorash Hila Azokin. Hila Azokin Darshin. By the way, this whole Gemara until the next mission we had back in Yavamas, but a while ago. But Hila Darshin Loshin Hediot. Even a language which was instituted by common people. Kach Yukaisim about Alexandria. This is what the way they used to write in Alexandria. And the way we'll see momentarily, and that was enough to make the point. A certain thing happened in Alexandria. Somebody was marrying a woman. Very often, people marry women. The chavero and the friends, who call friends like that, who needs enemy? It's chavero and his friend Chofo would grab the girl Minashuk from the marketplace and take it for himself. When the mice episode came for Chachamim, Bikshu Mamzer, they wanted to make all the kids Mamzer. Because the friends grab betrothed women, right? It's after the betrothal that they grab the wives, right? So it says, then they still darshan. And he said, Hill said, Otiyu ksuvas yimosechem, take your mother's ksuvas out. Well, Otiyu ksuvas yimosechem, they took their mother's ksuvas out. Umatsukas, they found written in the ksuva, bohen. When you enter my house, tamingly the into, then you're going to be my wife, because that's Moshe Yudai, like Moshe Yisrael. So if that's the case, what they proved is that, we still proved it's not Mamzer's issue, because he said they all wrote their ksuva that the marriage doesn't take effect. It was like marriage of tonight. It doesn't take effect until they actually enter the house. And that's why whoever grabbed the fiancés here, although they weren't doing a nice thing, they weren't committing Mamzer's. Okay? Beishamei adin ksuva marriage. Beishamei darshin ksuva. By woman who was believed to say her husband died. So then, and of course the husband came back in the end. So the question is, what's the status? Does she get a ksuva? Somebody save her ksuva nilmad. Beishamai says, let's refer to ksuva itself. Shukosiloi writes, Shimtinosi lachatitli mashukosilechi. If you marry somebody else, you get whatever you're supposed to get. So if that's the case, if you marry somebody else, okay, what's coming to you? Even though you haven't proved that your husband was dead. This is a story about a case, actually, a woman who did not marry a second husband. A woman just came and said, my husband died. So we actually give her the dispensation to get remarried, but what's more important in this Gemara is that she loses her right to... whether she loses her right to collect the ksuva. Because to collect the ksuva, maybe you need two eidim, right? So that's what Beishamai said. No, you don't need two eidim, because it says whenever she gets the right to remarry, that's enough. And here too, she gets the right to remarry even from without two witnesses. So therefore, as long as she has her say-so, therefore she gets her ksuva as well.
So here Beishamai
is more meikel. But the thing is, chosu beitzil l'horoskri beishamai. Beisil, in fact, adopted the sheet of Beisamai. Ramer of the Ksuva Medrash. Ramer of Darshan Ksuva. How so? Judamia, by the way?
No.
Okay, so let me stop where we get to the base. Ramer of the Ksuva Medrash. Darsh Ramer, Mer Darshan, Makabo, Sadim, Mechaber. Somebody receives a field from his friend. Misha Zachabo, once he took hold of it, Hovira. He left it, says Chavero here, which should be Hovira. He left it fallow. We reckon how much it could have produced. But no silo, and he gives him that much. Why is that? Shukosi lo, so he writes in the document, says, if I leave it foul of lo avira and don't work it, asham and metva, I have to pay you the best. Ravida of aksuva medrash, he darshan ksuva. It says, now, it says, Ravida's house, odorish, Ravida darshan. Other maybe are they ishto called carbon chichayevis. A man is required to bring for his wife every carbon which is incumbent on her. I feel achel chelev, even if she ate forbidden fats. afilu chil Shabbos, even she was mechal Shabbos. V'chena yor Rabbi Yudomer, and so to Rabbi Yudah said. Patra, however, once you divorce her, ain't a chayah, but you no longer chayah from your korbanos. Shekeni kosevizo, because that's what she writes in her receipt to him. V'achron di asyon li Allah, other things which come upon me, min kamas tanah, which I had upon you before, I exempt you from that, and I exempt you. Therefore, she writes and receives when she receives a ksuva that she exempts her husband from all previous obligations, including the necessity of bringing a korban on her behalf. Okay.
Isn't that
Pshita? Yeah, but I might, because she made the sin before, she made the sin before the divorce, so I might say he's achroi for that. So she has to actually relinquish him for that.
In insurance, that's called a tail, malpractice insurance. Let's say you stop practicing medicine. You're finished, but you still have a tail.
You still have it, right. That's what it is. It's like a grant. It's the same idea.